Sistra, having created Bhuta Ghosts, Pishachan fiends. You may not know what that word means. That means demoniac entities, basically what it means. Pishachan literally means witch, but it means fiends, like demoniac. Witches and warlocks. You know what a warlock is? A warlock is a male witch. Anyway, you should watch the Harry Potter films. And you know then you would be aware of that. So, cha and Bhagavan, Lord Brahma, Atma, his, Tandrina, from laziness. Dikva sasaha, naked. Mukta, disheveled. That's another word in English you may not know. Disheveled means just like a big mess. Like someone doesn't comb his hair, put on clean clothes, it just looks like a abaduta. That's what disheveled means. Keshan, hair. Viksha, seen. Cha, and Amilayat, closed. Drishau, two eyes. Translation, the glorious Brahma next evolved from his sloth, the ghosts and fiends, but he closed his eyes when he saw them stand naked with their hair scattered. What does that mean? Yeah, you need a translation back there. Okay, anybody who doesn't understand English, they can go. Oh, okay. Okay, so just, yeah, wait till we finish and then you can translate. So we can repeat. The glorious Brahma next evolved from his sloth. You may not know what the word sloth means. Sloth means laziness. You understand? The ghosts and fiends.
Ghosts and fiends.
But he closed his eyes when he saw them stand naked with their hair scattered. Purport by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ghosts and mischievous hobgoblins. I mean, I know what a hobgoblin is. It's a little goblin. Goblin is like a... You ever seen a leprechaun? Like a demoniac leprechaun. Everyone knows what a leprechaun is? That's in Ireland. They have these little tiny green people. What?
Menninkan.
Anyway. They have these little tiny green people, and they're demoniac, you know. Anyway, that's what a hobgoblin is. The real small demon. Hobgoblin is a small demon. Ghosts and mischievous hobgoblins are also the creation of Brahma. They are not false. All of them are meant for putting the conditioned soul into various miseries. They are understood to be the creation of Brahma under the direction of the Supreme Lord. So the next text is very similar, so we're going to read both texts together in purports. So I'll just read the next text. Jagrahustad vishrishtam tam ajrim panakyam tanum prabaho nidram indriya vikledyo ayaya bhuteshu drishyate yunachishtan darshayanti tam unmadam pachakshate. The ghosts and hobgoblins took possession of the body thrown off in the form of yawning by Brahma, the creator of the living entities. Yawning is... it's yawning. How everyone will start yawning. This is also known as the sleep which causes drooling. And for those of you who don't know what the word drooling means, that means when the saliva comes out of one's mouth and goes down like that. That's drooling. Everyone understands that word now? This is, some of the words are unusual in English. The ghosts, the hobgoblins and ghosts attack men who are impure And they their attack is spoken of as insanity. Insanity means craziness. So Srila Prabhupada's purport, the disease of insanity or being haunted by ghosts takes place in an unclean state of existence. Here it is clearly stated that when a man is fast asleep and saliva flows from his mouth and he remains unclean, ghosts then take advantage of his unclean state and haunt his body. In other words, those who drool while sleeping are considered unclean and are subject to be haunted by ghosts or to go insane. Better watch out what you're doing when you're sleeping. So, all right. So, where's the picture? Where's the picture of Prabhupada? I'd like to see a picture of Prabhupada. I'll look at the yasana. Om gana timiranda sha gananjana shlakaya chakshur unmilkam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, this is very, very interesting part of the creation of Lord Brahma. It's also interesting, several things here, is that Lord Brahma keeps giving up bodies as he creates different aspects of the material creation. And this means, when we talk about Lord Brahma giving up bodies, it's not that Lord Brahma has a body like this. You know, the gross material body of blood and nice things. Like Nandarani works in the hospital or works as a nurse and she sees the bodies, right? And sometimes she goes into the morgue. You know what a morgue is? A morgue is where they have the dead bodies. You've been in there? And they keep the dead bodies in drawers? Refrigerator. And it's very horrible. And of course, Prabhupada said that while someone is alive, we would want to embrace the body if it's very beautiful or handsome. But as soon as the soul leaves, what happens? Yuck. You throw the same body in the garbage or in the refrigerator, in the morgue, right? That's the nature of material attraction, isn't it, Gopinath? That, well, the soul's there, you know, it's just life. And then after that, throw it in the garbage. So it's the soul that we're attracted to in reality. Of course, the soul is being reflected through the modes of nature. So when it talks about Lord Brahma giving up bodies, it's not exactly like that, that there's dead bodies lying everywhere. When Lord Brahma gives up bodies, what's that? Garland. Okay. Well, Prabhupada has a garland. That's good. He has a garland ready. Yeah. You offer it to him. His feet. Very nice. Ketos. That's the one word in Finnish I know. So when Lord Brahma gives up bodies, he gives up mentalities. That's what's really what we're referring to now. Subtle bodies. Because we all have a gross body, which is this thing, but in the higher planets, they just have subtle bodies. The gross bodies are pancha mahabhuta, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And the subtle bodies are mind, intelligence, and false ego. And we got a lot of the false ego body, too. False ego means I and mine. Like my car, my wife. My life. Gurudev, don't tell me what to do. It's mine. So that's I and mine. It's false ego. Two divisions. Anyway, so Brahma is giving up mentalities. So it's very interesting. As we progress in Krishna consciousness, we should also be giving up mentalities too. Isn't it? Especially the mentality of enjoyment. I was thinking about this yesterday. How we like to enjoy things. We like to enjoy people, right? We have all these different things we enjoy. We like to enjoy food, especially the tongue. It's very voracious. And all these mentalities of enjoyment keep us from experiencing our true self. That is Krishna consciousness. And they also keep us from being compassionate. Just like if you approach someone who is eating meat and you say, here's what happens to the cow before you get its flesh. What happens? They not only kill the cow. I mean, that's the least of the things that occur. The cow is actually tortured, whole life practically tortured, isn't it? If it's a milk cow, they're tortured in so many ways with the milking machines, when it doesn't give enough milk. And then they cut it open. I'm not going to describe the whole thing. But in any case, you can tell someone about it and they say, well, but I can't give it up. I'm too attached. I'm addicted. Isn't it? Even people are addicted, like these cigarette smokers. Today we were on the train. And people right in the platform, they're all smoking cigarettes and I'm coughing. And I'm saying they should pass a law. And Gokul Chandra just said, well, they just passed a law to make it illegal to smoke in bars and restaurants, right? And I said, well, they should pass a law to make it illegal to smoke outside, too. Then he said, but where will the poor people smoke? And I said, that's their problem, not mine. Because people can become sick from secondhand smoke, isn't it? From smelling someone else's smoke. So anyway, so they're so addicted. And on the cigarette package, what does it say? This will kill you. Can you imagine how stupid people are? They, even now, big letters, it says half of the package, isn't it? Cigarette smoking kills you. I say, okay. Huh? Because they're addicted. The mentality. It's like I know someone. They were addicted to smoking, and then they got throat cancer. And then they can only breathe through the little hole in the throat. They couldn't breathe, you know, tracheotomy it's called. And then they were so addicted that they had to put the cigarette to the hole in the throat and smoke through there. Like that. So, isn't it? So we have all these mentalities that we're attached to that are harming us spiritually, materially, you know, and you know, karmically, they're harming us. And I was also thinking that as long as one's attached to enjoying, they can't really be compassionate towards other living entities. Because then you're thinking of enjoying other people instead of being loving other people. Love means without any enjoyment, without any personal desire to enjoy the person. Isn't it? Material love is different. Material so-called love, which is lust, means the mentality is that you're meant for my enjoyment. You're mine and I'm yours. Isn't it? Terrible. You're mine. No, I belong to Krishna, you rascal. And you also belong to Krishna. Nirmana moha jitta sangha dosha av yadma nicha vinivritta kama. So this is material mentality. So in other words, as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we also have to start giving up all these bodies too. That means the different tendencies, different mentalities. We just have to just like throw them off, like Lord Brahma is doing. So this particular body that Lord Brahma is throwing off is the body that is ignorant. And we also have tendencies towards ignorance. You know, we love to sleep, right? Sloth. Sloth means like laziness. Isn't it? We enjoy at night. We pull the covers over our head. We enjoy other things being in ignorance. We enjoy drinking liquor. Not I. I don't drink liquor. We enjoy illicit sex. It's also in ignorance. Like Prabhupada said. We enjoy so many things that are in ignorance. And when we enjoy these things in ignorance, we are calling the ghosts to come. Just like if you go to a bar, you should not go to a bar. But if you do go to a bar, just like one time, I've never drank, but one time I went to preach to a devotee who was in a bar. The devotee was, it's called a piano bar. You have piano bars here? That means where you have a piano player and he's playing and everyone's drinking and all the girls are around him. You don't have that here in Finland? I'm sure you do. So this devotee had left the Society of Devotees and he was an expert pianist. That means playing the piano. And so he was in the piano bar. And I thought I would go and save him. So we went into the piano bar and he was playing. And all the girls were on top of the piano. You know, you ever seen that? No, you've never seen these things. You're all innocent. None of you have ever taken intoxication or anything like that. Anyway, so they were on top of the piano listening to him and going, oh, wow, wonderful. And he was having his eyes closed, going, do, 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 do. And I was sitting there drinking my 7-Up, waiting for him to finish. And I could see it was ignorance. And then what happened is he finished, do, 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 and then he opened his eyes and he said, uh-oh, Hare Krishna. He felt a little guilty. Because, and I could see there's ignorance in, all over the bar. Because people, why? People are taking intoxication. And taking intoxication means that there's so many ghosts around there because they're just waiting. What are the ghosts waiting for? They're waiting to take over the bodies of people who are intoxicated. How does that work? Well, I'll tell you, there's a technical way. Those who study yoga, we have some yogis here, boogie yogis. So we have some yogis here. That if you take intoxication, it opens up certain chakras in your body. What chakra does it open up? Do you know?
Inner center.
The energy center. Yeah, I think it's the Mula chakra it opens up, right? So it opens up the chakra in your body. And what the ghosts are looking for that chakra. Oh, here's a person with an open chakra. Hari Bo! Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. No, they don't say that. But they say Jai, anyway. They don't chant Hare Krishna. But they look for someone with an open chakra and then they just go, whoop, and we take them over. And the person starts acting, you know, dancing on top of the cars, you know, in the street or something like that. You seen that in Finland? No. Nobody gets drunk here. Everyone here is very pious. No meat eating, no drinking. No marijuana. No. Okay, I'm sorry if I offended you. So, you see, they start doing crazy things, and then they wake up in the next morning, and what do they say when they wake up in the next morning? They say, what did I do last night? They don't remember, is it? And they said, well, you did this. Woo! Also, when I was in the university, it was a similar thing, that at Saturday night, everyone, all the kids, students, whatever they are, would get drunk. And then the next morning, I couldn't get out of my room because they're all lying in the hall like that. They couldn't open the door. You understand? They were in the way of the door. And that's ignorance. So anyway, so when one takes intoxication, one actually becomes overcome with these ghosts and fiends. It's very dangerous. Or one does anything in ignorance. And what to speak of if you die taking intoxication, or you die in ignorance, you get to be a ghost. That's even worse. I mean, it's bad enough you're getting haunted. But if you die, the next life you're just floating around wishing you had a gross body again so you can enjoy it. And looking for hanging around the bar looking for people who are intoxicated. Isn't that interesting? You're just floating around. I remember there's one city that part of my GBC zone is called New Orleans. Maybe you've heard of New Orleans before. It's like the biggest intoxication, gambling, illicit sex city in the world. Almost biggest. And you could see the ghosts like hanging from all the trees. I mean, it's frightening. Frightening how much intoxication is going on there. So, anyway, from any ignorant activity, you can actually become a ghost if you die under the influence of that ignorant activity. So that's a good reason to avoid ignorant activities. Now, the question is, how to get rid of the ghosts? Because now that we got them, actually, it's interesting. I'll tell you a few things about ghosts, ghost stories. They live in the walls during the day because it's too light for them. So right there, well, not in this, but these walls, because you chat Hare Krishna. But they live in the walls, and so when it's dark, they come out. That's why in bars they have to keep the bars dark, so the ghosts will be comfortable. Did you know that? If they turn on all lights in the bar, the ghosts run away, and everybody, the ghosts get upset. So the way to get rid of them is not to call for some ghostbuster from India. There's these people who cheat, and they say, "I will get rid of all your ghosts, just 100 euros." And then there are people are lining up, isn't it? 1,000 people lining up at 100 euros, and then one day they make 50,000 euros. It's a good business. Maybe we should do. Better than selling sweets in the street, Gopinath. You become a professional ghostbuster. What do you think? More money. So they come, and then they give you all these ashes, and they may do some like moo. But guess what? They're calling more ghosts to come. Because they're cheating. The way you get rid of ghosts is by the chanting of the holy names. When the holy names are seriously chanted, not ghosts, hobgoblins, goons, whatever else is being described here, witches, are not able to be present. It's as simple as that. You just go, Hare Krishna! And they run away. And like Prabhupada, he was in the UK, and there was a house in John Lennon's estate that was ghostly haunted. And Prabhupada said, "I'll take care of the ghost, don't worry." So he went through the house and tapped with his cane on the walls, because that's where the ghosts were. You know, Prabhupada understood the whole point. And he tap, 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 and he went, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna," and they were all gone. And then another interesting story about Prabhupada and ghosts is that when Prabhupada was in Calcutta one time, he wanted to buy a building so he could do his chemical factory and everything like that. So there was one building that nobody wanted to buy because it had ghosts in it. So what Prabhupada did is he bought the building and he got rid of the ghosts. So he got a good price. So if any of you want to buy buildings, what you have to do is arrange for ghosts to be there first. Or make a rumor. Do you understand what I mean? Rumor? There's ghosts in the building. No one will buy it. Then you go to the owner and say, "You know, I'll buy it. Low price." That's a hint. Prabhupada did that. So, anyway. So by the loud chanting of the holy names, everything is made auspicious. Ghosts go away. Inauspicious things go away. And even your bad planets disappear. Like everybody's interested in astrology, finding out, you know, what your horoscope is supposed to be, when you're supposed to die, when you're supposed to get married, when you're supposed to, whatever you're supposed to do, get sick. You just chant Hare Krishna. And that takes care of everything. The holy names are so potent. And the holy names, chanting the holy names, is the only way to give up these different mentalities that we mentioned in the beginning of class. The mentalities of enjoyment, the mentalities that are keeping us. These are called anarthas. Everyone's heard of the word anartha? It means things you don't want. Like what? Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. Things that are causing us pain. The chanting is the only way to get rid of them. Because if you try to get rid of them directly, let's say I'm envious. Let's say I'm envious of Venu Gopal, for example, because he's so handsome or something. You know, wish I was young and handsome again. So I just look at him, I just envy. I'm envious. Oh, he's such a good guitar player. He's so handsome. Whatever. Plays the cartels so nicely. Whatever. I'm envious of him. So if I think, oh, I'm envious, it's bad, I'm envious, oh, I should give up envy, envy, oh, get rid of envy, guess what happens? I get more envious. I probably even said something like that, like if you knew how, you know, try to cleanse your heart, it's like cleaning a piece of coal, your hands get dirty, right? And the coal doesn't get clean. So if you concentrate on the bad qualities you have, they just become more prominent. Well, how are you going to give up envy? It's impossible. Envy. Just think of it. Oh, give it up. Okay, I give it up. Fine. No, it's not that easy. The way you give up envy is by loving Krishna. By positive things rather than negative things. So often the devotees, they try to employ negativity in the service of Krishna. It doesn't work. The only thing you should be negative about is negativity. You understand that? And a negative of a negative is a what? Gopinath, you study. It's a positive. So if you're negative about negativity, you're positive. That's mathematical, right? Like a negative negative one is what? Positive one, right? All right? I studied. So that you can be negative about. So instead of just worrying about, oh, I'm so envious, I'm so horrible, and that increases your false ego too when you go through that exercise. I'm so horrible. I'm so lusty. I'm so fallen. I am a dog. I'm a cat. What else? Then, just like think something positive, like Krishna. I'm a devotee. I'm trying to be Krishna conscious. Krishna is so wonderful. The holy names are so wonderful. The other devotees are wonderful. The deities are wonderful. Vrindavan is wonderful. And then, guess what happens? That envy falls away. Instead of getting rid of envy directly, you're employing the positive aspects of Krishna consciousness. So that is our method. The holy names, absorbing ourselves in love, and then Krishna takes care of the things like that. Very easy process. Then we give up all these bodies, the body of lust, the body of ignorance, the body of sloth, and then when we give up all these bodies, we're left with our original spiritual. When you give up the anarthas, right? There's different stages. Anartha nivritti shat. What happens after you give up the anarthas? You become nishta, fixed in devotional service, right? And then after nishta, what happens, Gopinath? What's after nishta? Ruchi. Then you get a taste. Things become so ecstatic that you forget you're in the material world. You forget you're in Finland. Just like I was just in Govardhan. Govardhan's very nice. And it was so ecstatic, once you go there, once you have a taste of Krishna consciousness, you forget all the miseries of the material world and all your anarthas and all that other stuff like that. In Govardhan, I was actually studying about Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leelas. That means the Leelas that Krishna has at the 8 different times of the day. And Krishna has wonderful Leelas beginning in the morning, before the morning, in the morning, mid-morning, midday. Of course, in Finland during the winter, it'd be hard to have those Leelas. Isn't it? Because before the morning would last all morning. There wouldn't be much time for the other Leelas. So we hear and chant about Krishna's pastimes. What is it? Satam prasangan mama virya samvidau bhavanti vritkarna rasayana katha jajoshana dasya apavarga vartmani shrada vritir bhakti anukramishati. What happens? We hear about Krishna from those who are actually advanced. Then apavarga, we get free of these pavargas. Pavarga means miseries. Or anarthas, miseries, pa, ma, parishma, isn't it? Apavarga Vartmani, that's the path of Apavarga, getting free. And then we get Shraddha Ratira Bhakti, faith, taste, and love of Krishna. Anukramishati, it follows. Okay? And that's Krishna consciousness. So give up all these bodies. by being positive in Krishna consciousness. So, any questions or comments about any of the things we mentioned? We'll keep it short. Yes. Yeah.
Itself is a problem. It seems like there's another sort of negativity which is really useful, like the songs of Narottamda Dasthakura. Like there's a kind of negative attitude, but it seems it's spiritual.
Like, give me an example.
Yeah, like.
Which song, like?
I don't remember.
Vishaya Chidiya Kavi Shuddha Habibana. You want to get rid of the Vishayas? Kabi Hama, then I will actually, my mind will be in Vrindavan. That's positive.
Okay.
Isn't it? Goranga balite habi pulaka sharir. When will, you know, that negativity is based upon hankering for something positive.
Okay.
If you analyze it, when I'm able to do this, then I'm going to really feel this. Is that, like, if you take the song Goranga balite habi by Narottama Das Thakur, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs like, oh, Gopinath, I'm a materialistic rascal, right? Mama Niveda Nanashuno. But please take this rascal. So he's using it as an argument so that Krishna will take him. Because Lord Chaitanya, you've come to save the most fallen. Okay, I'm first. Isn't it? Because I'm the most fallen. Me first. Everybody else can come after me. So, in other words, we don't get rid of bad qualities by concentrating on them and being negative about them. We get rid of qualities, let's say non-productive qualities, by positive aspects of Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? Much easier. We should be positive, happy. Prabhupada said he turned hippies to happies. He didn't say he turned hippies to miserable people, you know, just all the time struggling, like that. Happies. Krishna consciousness is Kevalananda Kanda. It's a very happy process. I've always been happy in Krishna consciousness. Even when people are criticizing me, I'm happy. Because they're helping me in my devotional service, isn't it? If someone says, Maharaj, you're a rascal, I say, thank you. You're helping me become humble. But in the material world, someone says, you're a rascal, what do you say? You are a bigger rascal. We actually, someone who criticizes us is our friend, someone who praises us is our enemy. Doesn't mean that all my disciples are my enemies. Just some of them. Now, it means that we... that's a joke. It means that we should actually... if someone praises us, we don't take it for ourselves, we take it for Krishna. You understand? If you take it for yourself, then that praise is hurting you in spiritual life. So any questions, comments, arguments, problems, issues? Yes.
It is said that Ruchi comes after Anartha Nivritti.
Yeah, Ruchi comes after Nishta, then Ruchi, yeah.
But still we experience taste even from the beginning of spiritual...
That's right. That's right. But the ruchi that you experience when you're in the stage of ruchi doesn't go away. The taste that we experience even in the beginning of spiritual life comes and goes depending on the circumstance. That's analyzed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that even in the beginning stage, one can experience some of the bhavas. When they're at an intense sankirtan ceremony, a performance, or there's intense Krishna Katha, or there's a pure devotee present there, they can experience that. I remember when the first time I met Prabhupada, and I certainly was not very purified at that point, I felt ecstasy because Prabhupada was there. You understand? So yes, we can experience it. But the ruchi that one experiences when one's on the stage of ruchi is like hair standing on end. And not many of us had that experience yet. I mean, the only time I've had my hair stand on end is when someone pulled a gun on me once, and then I was scared. But anyway. And they said, you know, give me your money. And I was trying to decide which was more important, my life or my money. It's a big decision. So that's the sort of ruchi you're talking about. That at that stage, your hair's not an end, it's an end. Tears come from your eyes like torrents of rain. They shoot out of your eyes. And quivering in the body, and you're choked up. Gagara, rudiya, gira, isn't it? You go, like that. That's actually, and then actually, there's two types of ruchi, too. One type, when you're on the platform of ruchi, is you really like kirtans when the chanter is really expert. And the other type is you like it, doesn't matter whether the chanter's expert or not, isn't it? Even if Venugopal is playing the kartals really loud, you still like the kirtan. That's my challenge. Isn't it? You know, that's the higher stage of ruchi, that you like it whether or not the kirtan leader is expert. That's really a high stage. And then after ruchi, what comes after ruchi? Does anyone know? Ashakti, attachment, complete attachment. And what comes after ashakti? Ba. Ba what? Bhava. And the ecstasies. And then after bhava comes what? Pa. Prema. Love. So these are the different stages of devotional service, isn't it? So, yes, ruchi. We should be hankering for a taste. But in the beginning we get some taste too, yeah. But it's not 24 hours a day. I wish it was 24 hours a day. If it was 24 hours a day, you wouldn't be able to sleep. It'd be dangerous for your health. So any other questions, comments, problems? Everyone should be in ecstasy. Everyone smile, at least. I know it's Finland, but you'd have to smile. Happiness. At least Venugopal is laughing all the time. I have him come here just to laugh for me. So any other questions, comments, problems, issues? Anyway, we're happy to be here in Helsinki and see all the wonderful devotees, all our old friends and new friends. And we'll be here till Tuesday early morning, right, Gopina? And as of Sunday, we're going to go over to Tallinn for the day. We can just go over by boat, come back the same day.
So you're giving a lecture on Monday morning?
Monday morning. So I'm giving a lecture tomorrow morning too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, today's Friday, Saturday
and Monday.
And then, anyway, there'll be programs in different places. I think in Jarna's house tonight, tomorrow night, right, Jarna? Okay. And go to her house. And then we'll meet with the devotees. Gopinath will be arranging everything. Right? No. Yes.
Yeah, try.
So I'm happy to be here. Finland's one of my favorite places in the world. It is, definitely. I like all the devotees. So I guess we should end. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Tat Sat.